It's All In with Andy.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of All In with Andy. I am Andy, and today we had the privilege of speaking with Miss Jody Messina. You might know her from her hits like Heads Carolina, My Give a Damn's Busted, Bring on the Rain, Bye Bye. These are just to name a few of her wonderful hits from that 90s era into the 2000s, and I cannot wait any longer. Let's get this interview rolling.
Andy! Hey, this is Jody Messina.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks so much for calling today. Hope you're having a good day.
It's all right so far. Heavy-hearted, but...
Yeah, I hear you there. I hear you. It's a lot going on right now in the world. Yeah.
There sure is, man.
Yeah.
I said we won't touch that. We'll just talk about the show coming up.
Yes, you have a show coming up at the Lures Performing Arts Center on November 9th. How excited are you to come to the Lures Performing Arts Center and perform for your fans?
Very excited. Just every time we get out there and we get a chance to share the music, we perform the songs that people know, like the hits. That I've had throughout my career, but we also, you know, we share some covers, we play some games with them, we mess around with the audience a little bit.
Nice.
I have some new songs that we share, stories behind them. It's just really a great time, and it's like we're visiting together, you know, spending the evening visiting together. So, you know, I like to say there's not a, you know, we don't have things blowing up here and there, and, you know, pyro and whatever craziness. It's really just quality time we spend with the fans, and I love it, and they just have a good time.
Yeah,
they get into it. They're part of the show, man.
Yeah, those intimate shows are the best. The ones that are, you know, it's you and the music and the fans. I love those the most, and I'm sure your fans do as well. A lot of people are also labeling you, Jody, as the leader of the charge in country music's 90s resurgence. How does that feel?
Well, good. I guess. Yeah, and I always say this to people, you know, I just have my head down and keep plowing forward. I have my head down and working.
Yep.
I tell my agent, my accountant, anybody, I'm just like, I just know to keep my head down and keep working. And we're doing, you know, we are doing well. I don't keep my head down so much that I don't recognize the sold out venues that we have and the vast age group of people that are in the audience, 6 years old to 60 years old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it just covers the gamut. So I do recognize that. And I think I just come from a place of gratitude and just grateful to be able to get out there and sing songs and share music and have fun and joy, you know, with the folks that come out to the show.
And you mentioned, you know, the age ranges of the audience. You said from 6, you know, to 60 or younger or even higher than that. And they know every single word of your songs, which is amazing to see.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
They do. Songs that, it's so funny, songs I forget I even recorded. You know, somebody will request it, and then the whole audience starts singing it. I'm like, you guys are crazy. I can't remember the words. But we have fun, you know?
So with touring, Jody, I know there's challenges that arise during tour life. How does it differ now than it did back in, say, the 90s? Are there challenges any different? Do you see any similarities?
Personally, they're different because I have kids now. I didn't have kids in the 90s, so I was out 265 days a year or 300 days a year. So that is always tricky, you know, because we have to tour around the school schedule and school vacations and school trips and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, I will say, you know, we have a lot of artists going into the same markets, a lot of artists that are in need of buses and trucks. Do you know what I mean? So everything is more congested now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also great. You know, it's a great time for music.
Agreed. And you mentioned your kids that you have now, and you're a hockey mom now. Is that correct?
I am.
All right. So who's our favorite hockey team besides your kids, of course?
we're not allowed to claim teams.
Okay.
They have players.
Gotcha.
They have players that they love. And gotcha. So, yeah, I'm like, your teams don't make any sense, guys. So they're all over the board, but yeah, they're into that, and that's a full-time thing during the season.
Oh yeah, I totally can relate. I have two children of my own, and they both play soccer currently, and I coach them both. So weekends are weekends are hectic and crazy.
Weekends,
I love it,
weekends.
And they love it. So as long as they like me being their coach, I will remain that. But you know, eventually we'll probably get to the point where it's like, Dad, I don't need you do this anymore.
And the toughest part about being, now I teach kids on Tuesdays, I volunteer to lead worship at a school. Uh-huh. And the toughest part about a sport or teaching or any of that isn't so much the kids.
Right, yeah. Right, you're right.
The parents.
Yeah,
Like, they're coming at you like, what is it like? Dude, it is a whole different ballgame. But anyways, okay, we won't go into detail on that. But, you know, just I appreciate what you're doing because it's not always easy.
Yes, I appreciate what you're doing as well. And on top of that, Jody, you're touring. I'm not touring. So props to you more than me.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, Jody, we're so excited that you're coming to the Lords Performing Arts Center. Your fans, we can't wait to see you November 9th. Come see Jody Messina. She's going to be putting on an awesome show. And make sure you're singing the words loud in the audience so she can see you. Jody, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate you calling
Absolutely.
In. It was a pleasure talking to you. And good luck at your show and good luck with the hockey.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
It's All In with Andy.